Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop is adamant that Indonesia's decision to slash its Australian cattle imports is not related to diplomatic issues. Australian cattle producers have been told that Indonesia will only allow 50,000 head of cattle to be imported into the country between July and September. That's down from 250,000 the previous quarter. But neither Ms. Bishop, the Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce, or the Federal Opposition have been able to explain Indonesia's reasoning. From Canberra, Samantha Donovan reports.
Indonesia has decided it will import just 50,000 head of Australian cattle in the third quarter of the year. That's down from 250,000 head this quarter. The Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop says the cut in the quota isn't related to Australia's political relationship with Indonesia.
We are in constant communication, and I'm assured that it's a trade negotiation. It's not in relation to the overall Australia-Indonesia relationship, which is very strong and very good. As I've said on a number of occasions, I'm in constant communication with Retno Marsudi, and we continue to be so.
But the Queensland MP for Mount Isa, Rob Catter, believes Australia's lobbying of Indonesia to stop the executions of drug traffickers Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran is partly to blame.
The thought of it makes me pretty angry that so many people indulged in attacking Indonesia on that issue and provoking them, and now we're counting the cost, and once again the people of Western Queensland will be paying the price. I think it's terribly unfair. We're already suffering from the last live export ban that was, again, politically driven.
The Australian Livestock Exporters Council can't explain Indonesia's decision, but its CEO, Alison Penfold, is adamant diplomatic tensions over issues like boat turnbacks aren't to blame.
No, absolutely not. We don't support the view that this has got anything to do with any other issues between the Australia and Indonesia on other areas of interest. This is a matter purely involving production issues in Indonesia and supply issues to consumers. It's got nothing to do with anything else.
You don't believe there are any political issues touching?
No,
at
I don't. No, I don't.
The opposition spokesman on agriculture and rural affairs, Joel Fitzgibbon, isn't sure if political tensions with Indonesia are to blame for the cut in the quota.
We do know the relationship with Indonesia has deteriorated since Tony Abbott was elected, but these things are far more complex. What we do know is that it's a relationship that needs constant care and attention. It's very clear that both the Prime Minister, the Trade Minister and the Agriculture Minister have been asleep at the wheel. People are now looking for some guidance from them.
A clearly deflated Federal Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce, says the Indonesian cut is disappointing.
It's something that I hope we can rectify soon. I'm not here to comment on the internal operations of another nation. Obviously, I would like the opportunity as soon as I can to meet up with Sir Rahman Gobel and Mr. Amran Suleiman, who are the respective ministers responsible in Indonesia for the importation of live cattle.
Mr. Joyce denies that live cattle exporters are paying the price for any diplomatic tensions with Indonesia.
It's important for competition in the marketplace, and it is something that we work extremely hard towards maintaining a good relationship, and it's also vitally important to our cattle producers in the north. I think it's also incredibly important to beef prices, especially in Indonesia. You know, we want to make sure that we have a long-term relationship with the shopper in the wet markets in Jakarta so that they can have an affordable form of protein.
The Indonesian ambassador to Australia has released a statement this evening saying Indonesia's live cattle permit decision isn't in any way related to political conditions or the state of Australia-Indonesia relations. The ambassador says decisions on the quarterly import permits for live cattle are based on economic considerations, with the aim of maintaining the right supply of meat for Indonesian consumers. Barnaby Joyce isn't surprised that Australian exporters weren't warned of the dramatic cut in the quota.
Well, it is the nature that generally you at times don't hear about this to the last moment, so it is not unusual. It is a volatile market, and that's why I think it's so much better that we work towards an annual quota.
Barnaby Joyce ending that report from Samantha Donovan.